Ramen noodle.
Ramen noodle.
Ramen.
Ramen
noodle. Ramen noodle. Quick recipe for some dope ass ramen noodles. Okay, you make them up as normal. You know, you boil them, and don't break them up. Don't do that crap. That's no good. Just throw the whole package in whole. Don't crush them up. Drain most of the water out. Leave some in there. Put a portion of the flavor seasoning packet. Not all of it. You don't even need to put all of it in there. Mix it up. Put 2 tablespoons of peanut butter in there. Mix it up. You got some crazy fat ramen noodles with a, you know, like kind of a Thai peanut sauce in there. And then you eat, and then you regret it an hour later. But that hour before you start regretting is the most wonderful hour of, you know, bliss that you can ever experience. Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodle, I hardly concur with Matt's ramen noodle recipe. Every aspect of it from beginning to end. And results, the hour in between, and what you should do to make the ramen. However, my tale is neither here nor there. Rather, my tale takes us to Missouri, the edge of Missouri. We're on a camping trip that I took at the end of the summer, beginning of the semester, day before the semester started, actually. It's really amazing what camping out in the wilderness for a couple days can do to your relationship with food. I had some ramen out there because I didn't do any of the shopping, and the other two people on the trip were expecting me to have done some shopping, but it just didn't occur to me to buy food. I had some gum, and this is fairly customary of me. And all that they had that didn't have meat in it was ramen. So I had a lot of ramen on that trip. And, you know, you're out in the wilderness. You can't prepare ramen very well. You've got a pot. You've got some water that you got from the creek, and you boil the water to get the creek germs out. And, you know, all that you can really do is drop the ramen in there, you know, crush it, drop it in the water, and let it soak up the water, and then eat the ramen. But that is the best damn ramen ever. You know, you've got the beard going. You've already forgotten what civilization is like. That's because your short-term memory's dead. And you've only been out in the wilderness for a couple of days, but wow, that food, you've earned it. Terrible ramen just becomes the most amazing thing. Ramen noodles.
Does anything have more sense memory associated with it than Oriental flavored ramen noodles? No, I haven't had Oriental flavored ramen noodles in probably close to 20 years. When I was 15, no, when I was 5, maybe when I was 8, but I can clearly remember this. Like, I can remember the taste. I can remember like the smell component of the taste. Like, you know what you feel in your nose when you eat it. Kind of reminds me of beef stew. Horrible memories associated with beef stew, because one time, last time I ate beef stew, I was 8. And I ate the beef stew, and I ate the beef stew, and I had beef stew dripping down my chin. I had beef stew in my hair. I had beef stew on my sister. I don't know how that happened. And suddenly, I said, "Well, I'm dying. Can I be excused?" She said, "Yes." I got up from the table and began to scamper. Because at 8, I scampered. I can't scamper quite as well now I'm old. Kind of more like lumber. Lope. But I was scampering, definitely scampering up the stairs, and I made it up four of the stairs in the flight before I vomited all over. Turns out I had a stomach flu. But to this day, I cannot eat beef stew because even though I know, logically, that it was the virus that made me vomit, we had this horrible, I know I'm going to eat the beef stew, I'm going to put the beef to touch my tongue, and I'm going to projectile vomit on the lovely person who made beef stew for me, so... My story sucks.
Ramen noodle.
Awesome? Wait, just on a side note, wouldn't it be awesome if they're like, you know, if Mark's story were true and there were like wild herds of ramen, like you had really earned it, like you had like a little flick.
Shh, quiet.
Spear.
The ramen's coming this way. They're going to the watering hole.
You would know you hit it because there'd be a cracking noise. Oh, I wounded it. I heard it. Snap.
And the rest of the herd scampers like crazy.
Sorry. Ramen noodle.
Ramen noodle.
Ramen noodle.
Where to?
52nd and 8th, please. And all hurry, right. Okay, because I don't have all day. All
right, got it.
I'm a very, very busy, important man. This guy sitting in your back seat is very busy and important.
I can tell, sir.
And if he doesn't get to 52nd and 8th in a reasonable amount of time, he's going to have somebody else who's really important do something very dangerous to you.
Okay, sir. I recognize that you're busy and important, and let me just switch the meter to reasonable. And that's a different rate entirely, but you're obviously very busy and important, so you'll be okay with paying that. And let's go.
Now, talk to me in a comforting, conversational way so that I might feel relaxed during this journey.
Okay. Do you enjoy...
Don't ask me about my kids!
All right.
Continue.
Is your busy and important life pleasurable? Do you prefer being busy or being important?
Ask me another question. Ask me about my golf game.
All right. Would you describe your golf game as busy?
I don't know how to answer that question. Next!
All right, then.
Continue watching the road at the same time.
Okay. Let's see. Do you ride in taxi cabs often?
What's that supposed to mean? Wait, you think I don't have a car? I have a car. I have 8 cars. 8 cars, one for every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you probably do. That's because you're busy and important.
Shh. Yeah. You know, Fluffy, life as a cat is wonderful. Meow. Meow.
I'm glad you enjoy it as your chew toy. I don't enjoy your life as a cat. I hate it, actually.
Oh, Fluffy, you're always such a downer. Why don't you just lick yourself and see what a wonderful world the feline universe is?
Why don't I lick myself? Well, because you've torn off my tongue, my tiny little felt tongue, and left it behind in the closet near where your litter is.
Hey, look, you don't have to get uptight about it, Fluffy. You're a chew toy. It's your freaking duty.
I'm fairly tight. That's because
that's
I've
it,
got I'm puncture wounds all over
it,
me.
I'm batting you across the room.
Oh, no! Jesus.
Oh, for blah, 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 blah! Oh, it's just you. Sorry, sometimes I forget that you're just a chew toy, and I think that you're something else, and you moved. I'm going to bat you across the room again.
I did.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's just you again.
Disagree with that course of action.
Mm-hmm. You know what, now...
Yes.
Now I'm going to take you and put you, bury you in my litter box.
Well, that's absolutely wrong. I'm not your feces. Oh, boy.
Bury you in the litter box. In the litter box.
I'm never going to be clean again.
I'm
going to
go steal the soul of my owner.
Why don't you come back, Earth? I've only got poop to talk to.
Oh, Hamilton, we've waited our whole lives to get into the Philharmonic. And now they put both of us on the triangle. I could not be more excited.
Tag team in the triangle.
So how do you want to work this? Do you want to hold the triangle the whole time and I hold the little...
Sign song.
Okay, because we got to get good at both ends. So we can be interchangeable in the drop of a hat.
Right.
Okay.
In case something happens to you.
Me, or in case you are in a fiery car accident.
Or in case a sniper blows your brains all over 4th Street.
Or in case you go home to find some hired goons in your bedroom.
Or in case the cheap prostitute that you sleep with is loaded with venereal diseases that are deadly.
Okay, let's practice. Okay, Beethoven's 5th Sonata. You're a little off, Hamilton. We gotta go right on time with this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's start again.
Ding!
That was better. That was better. On the count of three, we're going to ding it together. One, two...
Ding!
Okay. Okay, this is good, but we have our first show in a week, and I don't want any screw-ups, because everybody knows that the triangle... Ow.
Ooh, it doesn't make as dingy a noise when I hit you in the head.
No, no, it doesn't, because I'm not made out of forged... Ow!
Wait a minute. I think I have an idea! A way for us to rise to the ranks of the Philharmonic!
Ow!
No, in tune, you dummy!
Ow. Ow. Ow, ow, ow. Ow, 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 ow.
Alright, you need to trill when I trill. Let's try it again. Try ow, 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 ow. Like, ow. With me, and I'm going to hit you too.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ow, 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 ow. See?
Okay, now I'm bleeding.
But it's...
And my right eye is purple. But I think you have something.
Well, here I am, a chew toy amongst feces. Feces with little green bits in it. I don't know where that's coming from, apparently.
Hey, don't complain. I'm a little green bit among feces.
Ah. Where do you come from?
Didn't your mom have this talk with you? I'm poop. I'm part of poop. I came from a cat's butt.
Yes, yes, I know.
Poop!
You know, at least you're allowed to actualize your potential. I forever lie on the first end of the cat's processes. In its mouth, but never through its mouth. Never through the gateway. I am a chew toy.
Consider yourself lucky. It stinks down there. You don't want to go... It's warm and moist and full of cilia and stuff that absorbs water, and I'm vegetable matter. I'm part of the frond on that fern out in the living room. The cat was like, you know, cats are like, I don't feel well. I'm going to eat some plants and make myself vomit. You know, so, and then I'm gone. And I'm riding on them, and the tongue's scratching. I'm like, ah, the tongue is scratching in the tummy. And I'm like, oh, stomach acid. But it doesn't, I'm a plant. So next thing I know, it's dark, it's tight, it's light.
Well, Poop, you've led an interesting life, and it's been good to know you.
You've led an interesting life, though, too. I mean, think about it. You're full of catnip. Well, cat gets stoned to the bejesus belt chewing on you. Cat don't even know its own name after 5-10 minutes chewing on your little raggedy head. Cat's like, what's up? Cat's all catnip rolling around on the floor. And you're just there, man. You are a depository of happy.
Thank you very much for letting me live with you these last 6 months after my wife and kids left me.
That's no problem at
Thank
all.
You!
Freeze cut to his kids. I'm sure glad we left Dad! After Mom left, he was a loser! No, Sally! No, chew your food! Chew! God, I can't wait till you get some teeth! Cut back.
I appreciate it! Very much!
That's no problem at all. I just want to make your busy and important life as easy, while being busy and important as possible.
I'm going over to the kitchen now. I'm okay. Going to make dinner. Would you like me to put an extra packet of ramen noodles on the stove for you?
I would just love that. Thank you.
What flavor would you like?
Oh, I don't know. Oriental, perhaps?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to watch reruns of Friends while the water is boiling.
That sounds like a stellar plan.
Shh. Hey, guys. Sup? Sup, guys?
Sup?
Sup? Sup, dude? What's up? What are you laughing at? What's
no,
up?
No, it's cool, man. It's cool.
Hey. I got an idea.
So,
I was thinking, you two, Aloysius,
mm-hmm.
I was watching the news the other day, and I thought, what if we call the news and try to tell them things that they should be telling us? You know, that would make us like the news people, and then we'd actually have a purpose to our lives. You know, call them and bother them while they're doing their newscast and tell them news that's not really news.
Because they're not really telling us the news as is, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
They're
look,
telling us like not news.
Look, Stormy Johnson has given us the 6 o'clock report. Watch, I'm going to call him up. Boop, 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 boop.
Hello, Stormy Johnson.
Are you giving the news report right now?
I'm putting it together right now. Do you have any news for me?
Yeah. Do we have any news?
Dude, we're out of Cheetos.
We're out of Cheetos.
All right, that'll go in. Thank you.
See, now we're hip, just like the news guy.
Click on the TV, dude.
Click.
And in local news, a crisis enveloped the Champaign-Urbana area. Breaking story right here. We're still looking for details. Apparently, they're out of Cheetos. And, if we could just marshal relief forces, what kind of a world do we live in where, what are Cheetos precisely exactly? I'm not sure.
Dude, call him up.
I'm glad I got this voice-activated phone.
And in other news, the Turkish relief efforts get... Oh, hello, hello.
Hey, what's up,
Give me the phone.
Oh, okay, here.
Cheetos are like those curly things, and they're yellow, and they get stuck up in your...
No, dude, totally, you're wrong. Cheetos are like these curly things, and they're yellow.
Dude,
and
they get stuck up in your gums
And they get stuck in your gums.
Controversy rages in the Champaign-Urbana community the presence of Cheetos in gums.
I'm going to hit mute.
Gum control, a very hot issue
the
amongst
mute buttons,
the
bro.
Youth of today.
I'm going to throw the TV through a wall. I'm glad that our lame-ass lives have purpose now that we've bothered the newscaster while he's doing his news report, and he's justified us by doing what we told him to do. And maybe everybody at school won't hate us and they'll stop hitting us with sticks.
But no, we have a draft in our apartment because there's a hole in the wall. Okay, big day.
Big day.
Big day, big day, big day.
Big day. How's your head?
It hurts a lot. I can't really feel much on that side anymore.
Right, well, we'll use the other side.
Ooh, still got some sensation.
A flat. E.
Yeah.
That sounds just like the A flat. All right.
Sorry, I was just expecting.
B sharp.
Okay. Ow.
C flat.
Oh.
They're the same note. You gotta pay attention.
I'm nervous. I'm not gonna lie to you, Hamilton. I'm nervous about this whole setup. And I, frankly, just to lay it out there, I feel like you're not doing your part. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me.
I'm banging you in the head. On rhythm.
Well, look, I could do it to myself. Ow. 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 See, I didn't even need you, man. And, you know, at least I feel better. Ow.
We're a team. We've been together for 15 years since we were 4. We've been best friends.
I know. That's why it makes... Ow!
This is the love I have for you, man. You think it's easy for me to hit you in the head repeatedly?
Yes, I think it's very easy. Ow!
It's not. It kills me. It tears me up inside. I hate this. I'm only hitting you because I love you. Now sing Proud Mary.
Fine, let's just go perform. We'll figure this out after the performance.
We'll be the hottest thing since Siegfried and Roy.
Ow.
How's your busy and important life progressing?
Quite frankly, my life isn't as important right now.
Oh. Is there anything I can do to up the important factor of your life?
You could start calling me sir.
I would be happy to do that, sir.
And you could find me a job.
I'll do the best I can, sir.
And you could give me some purpose for living.
Are you sure your busy life can handle the extra responsibilities?
Yes.
All right, then. I'll get right on that.
Listen, Chew Toy, why you guys gotta be so damn bucolic in your viewpoints? You're so angry all the time. You're just like an acidy little jerk.
I understand. I understand where you're coming from, Poop. I understand where you came from.
Oh, there you are, Chew Toy.
The cat's back.
Oh, look at the Chew Toy.
Nuzzle around amongst its feces. Hello, cat. Hello. All right, then. It's time to go have more fun.
Oh, hi, Chew Toy.
How are you doing, cat?
I'm good.
I'm
gonna bet you across the room now.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
Wow! Oh, it's just you, Chew Toy. I thought
yes,
you were a mouse.
Just me. Was given a very...
Is that a bug on the wall? Is that a bug on the wall? Is that a bug on the wall?
I think it just might be. No, no.
It's not a bug on the wall.
Can I talk to you for a moment? I was given a very inspirational talk by your own feces, and I've come to some conclusions.
By my what?
Your feces, your poop, if you will.
Oh, my poop!
Yes, yes. It's exceptional.
That's smelly.
Poop. And I've come to some new conclusions about the nature of our relationship.
Yeah!
I want you to know that I'm happy to be your chew toy, and I want to be your chew toy to the fullest extent of...
Well, that's good, because I wanted to have a talk with you.
Oh, that's great. Let's...
I decided talk. I'm going to freebase you.
Oh, dear.
I'm tired of just licking the catnip. I'm going to just light it on fire and snort it.
All right, Kitty, I don't know,
Freebasing the kid chew toy. Now, let's see if I can just find something to make fire without thumbs.
Could we actually just consult your feces before we go about
this? I'm gonna get a fire. I'm gonna freebase the cat.
I'm going to give your cat some matches.
Oh, thank you.
That sounds like a spectacular idea.
I have no reason for living, and so now I wished destruction upon all living beings. Here you go, Kitty.
All right, let me switch the meter to destructive, reasonable, important, busy, finding job. That is going to up the rate quite a bit.
NBC is sorry to interrupt this rerun of Friends, but we now bring you the National Philharmonic live from the basement of Creamy's Dreamy's Ice Cream Shop.
Ta-da! That was terrible.
If you want, I can change the channel.
I want you to hold me.
Come, sit down on me.
Where are my matches? I want to freebase my chew toy.
Let me give the matches to the cat first.
All right, why don't you go ahead and do that? Then sit down on my...
Oh, this is so frustrating. I have no thumbs.
Let me light a match for the cat first.
Okay, heck, girl. I'll just hold it in my little kitty lips. Kitty lips holding the match. Chew toy, here I come, chew toy. Oh, kitty lips. Kitty lips holding the... Ow! Oh, my poor little kitty nose. Oh, my kitty nose.
Oh, yes. The apartment is now burning down and the cat is injured. So let me just add those switches to the meter. That is going to up the rate a little bit. But as a former busy and important man, I'm sure you can afford it. We're now up to $600 a minute.
I don't care. As long as I have you, that's all I need.
Well, I aim to be a full-service leather taxicab seat. So please, enjoy me to your fullest.
Chew toy.
Yes.
Hush. Be very quiet. Hush. There's puppies.
I don't seem to have any other choice about this, do I?
The puppies are coming, chew toy. You taste so good. You taste like happiness.
Yes, that's what I am. I'm a happy chew toy. Happy. Dun-dun!
Dun-dun!
You guys got to stop boxing me into those situations where I'm playing three characters in the same scene!
It's not my fault.
Oh, my God.
I go where the Herald dictates.
WEFT What Jail Is Like is drawing to a close. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to everybody who called in over the course of this show. Many people. Thank you to...
Thank you. We got. Thank you to James for the suggestion of bucolic. Thank you to somebody for the suggestion of...
Hush puppies. Hush puppies. Didn't get your name.
Note from Kurt, which I think we managed to work in there somewhere, did we?
Oh, yeah, notes in the Philharmonic.
Yeah, notes in the Philharmonic.
Right.
See, we're good. We're lateral thinking.
And thank you to Miriam, who was first out of the gate and is a bright, shining light in the darkness of Delano.
We love you, Marian. Thanks for
please call us back. You have such a wonderful voice.
You are a wonderful person.
And everybody, please check out our website, which will have stuff on it this week. I promise, new stuff, new content generated this week. And also, send us email at whatjailislike@hotmail.com. We're starting a mailing list, kind of a little thing where fans can talk to other fans, we can talk to the fans, feedback, get You know, if you can't call during the show because of some kind of parental constraints, you can email us your questions for the advice column beforehand. Whatever you need to do, talk to us. You know, get information on the crew and let us know about you guys. So please email us.
Information on the What Jails Like crew. We can give
not
you
the Two Live crew.
Yeah, the campus crew. We can give you information on them, but it's mostly expletives.
They're creepy
and false.
Thank you very much for listening. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
And Matt.
Please come back next Sunday night at 10 p.m. when we'll do this all over again. But stay tuned to WEFT all week long because it's going to do you up right, whatever it does. The Chance Show is up next. Thank you. Good night.